There you go! Left field! We got a tie ball game! Julio! Oh, baby, what a moment! Tie ball game at 7-7!
Swing! On its way! Left center field! Suarez tags it deep by the wall! Walk it off! Eugenio!
Welcome to the Swing Pod of Seattle Mariners Pod. I'm your host, Jack Powers. And oh, how sweet it is to be a Mariner fan right now. Last night, we had Oakland taking on Seattle in game one of three of their final series on the year. Oakland 56-100, Seattle 85-70 with a sellout crowd. Logan Gilbert getting the mound. He's 13-6 with a 3.29 ERA. And Waldichuk for Oakland with a 1-2 record and a 7.15 ERA. But he wouldn't give up anything more than seven runs, that's for sure. With one win tonight, the Mariners would clinch the playoffs. That was what was on the line. Scott Service before the game, he said they were going to win and they were going to clinch it last night. The lineup going into the game was Demo, then Ty, Gino, Mitch, Carlos Santana at the DH, Luis Torrens catching, Jared Kelnick, then Sam Haggerty in left field, and J.P. Crawford. J-Rod was still out of the lineup. He was doing wind sprints, though, and hitting in the cage. He says he feels good. He should be back on Monday for the first game versus Detroit of a four-game series. And then Brian O'Keefe from AAA, catcher, was selected from AAA Tacoma. Kurt Casale was placed on the paternity list before the game. And Phillips Valdez, right-hand pitcher, was designated for assignment. Brian O'Keefe, I'm very happy for him. He's a good guy. I saw him play in AAA. He's a happy dude. He deserves being up in the majors for, you know, a little bit until Kurt Casale is off the paternity list. I love it. We'll see how he does. He'll probably get a play in the lineup a couple times. Anyways, right off the bat, everything on the line. Mariners going for the playoffs. Ty France starts off the game early.
1-2. Line drive.
That RBI double would be to the help of Dylan Moore's leadoff single and then stealing the base right after. It would help give the Mariners an early 1-0 lead. And then in the top of the second, Langeliers hits a solo home run, his fourth of the year down the left field line with two outs in the inning, giving a tie ball game. So it would be 1-1 after two. Then in the third inning, it was announced Orioles beat the Yankees 2-1. So now Mariners have to win this game if they want to clinch. If they don't, they would have to go to the next game, which would be today. But that would not happen as of yet. Then in the sixth, Waldichuk pitched a great game, was relieved by Pruitt. He went five innings, three hits, one run, one earned, two walks, and eight strikeouts through five innings. Quite the pitchy performance from Waldichuk for Oakland. And then in the seventh, Mariners had Torrens and Haggerty on first and second, but could not score. They just were having trouble with runners in scoring position all night. And then we go to the ninth. And Logan Gilbert, guys, went eight innings. Matt Brash in the ninth finally relieves Logan Gilbert after going eight innings, three hits, one run, one earned, two walks, four strikeouts, and only allowing one home run. That is a playoff performance caliber pitcher right there. And that is exactly what you need in a game like this. Because going bottom of the ninth with two outs, full count, this is how you send your team to the playoffs for the first time in 20 years.
Boy, a lot of anxious folks out here at the ballpark. 3-2 to Cal. The pitch from Acevedo. A drive deep to right field. Down the line. The Mariners win this game 2-1. The dream lives. They're going to the playoffs. The drought is over. Cal Raleigh. Wow. Hey now. Hey now. Hey now.
Are you kidding me, Cal Raleigh? He gets a slider and hits it off the windows out there for his 26th home run of the year. That's right, the party is going on. Congratulations to the Mariners. A long season gets paid off with a trip to the postseason.
That is beautiful. Mariners clinch the wild card.
A pinch hit home run by Cal Raleigh. the second half. Two outs and a home run to send them to the postseason.
On a 3-2 pitch, it doesn't get any better.
A 3-2 slider.
Amen, brother.
Wow.
Folks, if you wanted excitement, you got it tonight. You got it all season long. The Mariners had a winning record in April, the rough May, and the battle through some big injuries. A winning record in June, July, August, and now in September. And the Mariners knocking on the door to a playoff appearance for the first time since 2001. Here's the stretch. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field. Stay fair. Holy smokes, he did it. Off the hitting air cafe. Cal Raleigh with a walk-off home run. How sweet it is. The Mariners end the 20-year drought on a walk-off home run by Cal Raleigh. They win the ball game 2-1, and the Mariners are going to the playoffs as a playoff contender. They go to the playoffs as a wild card member. Cal Raleigh with his 26th home run of the year. 47,000 fans are going crazy here at T-Mobile Park. What a finish for the Mariners. Cal Raleigh on a 3-2 pitch. Long home run to right field by the Hit It Here Cafe. And the magic carpet ride continues. This ball club has been amazing all season long. They never give up. And they're going to take us to the playoffs. The 20-year drought, forget about it. It is over.
Well, like I said, how sweet it is. The Mariners clinched the postseason for the first time in 21 years, 7,650 days. The whole club did a full team dance on the field after. The sellout crowd went crazy. It was magical. It was special. That is how you clinch a playoffs for the first time in 20 years or 21. And I was in tears watching the game. I was breaking down. It's so special to see something like that that I've never got to experience in my life. And especially for those who haven't experienced in a long, long time. And there was no better way to do it other than what Cal Raleigh did last night. So special. That moment will be ingrained in Mariners fans' heads for the rest of their life. It has to be. It has to be one of the most special moments I've ever seen. Then, going into tomorrow, their record now stands after the game 86-70. Their standings. They are now a wild card 2 spot. They're a game and a half back to Toronto, but they're up a half game on Tampa Bay. Baltimore has now been eliminated. Those are going to be your 3 wildcard teams, Toronto, Mariners, and Tampa Bay. Now it's just finding out which spot each team will have. The MVP of the night, obviously Cal Raleigh. How could you not pick him? Honorable mention would have to be Logan Gilbert as well. He only allowed one hit allowed after that home run. He only gave up one hit, guys, after the third inning. Crazy. But tomorrow, or today, depending on, it would be today, I'm sorry. They will be taking on Oakland in game 2 of the series. It's a 110 game. They are 50-101 on the year. Mariners 86-70. Luis Castillo gets the nod today, 7-6 with a 3.06 ERA. They're taking on Sears of Oakland, who is 6-3 on the year with a 4.22 ERA. Mariners need to finish 6-0 to finish 92-70. I said this when they needed to go 9-0. They've won 3 straight now. Not out of possibility. It would be cool if they could tie that. But we are definitely going to see some hungover dudes in this game. That's for sure. I don't know how great the playing's going to be today. Would not be surprised if we lose. The whole team was going crazy last night, you know, smoking cigars, drinking champagne, drinking Bud Lights, seltzers. I saw everything in their hands, you can imagine. So, you know, be happy for them. Don't be mad if they lose today. It's going to be a good fun time at the ballpark. They're having the time of their life, as they should. That's all I have for you. Congratulations, Mariners fans. Congratulations, Mariners. Thank you, Mariners, for making the playoffs for the first time in 21 years. It is so appreciated and so loved. And we are all hoping for the best when we go to the playoffs now. That's all for me. Thank you. I'm your host, Jack Powers.